Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 132, Carry It Together. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. Let that land for a moment. Paul doesn't say advise one another. He doesn't say cheer each other on from a safe distance. He says bear, carry, put your hands underneath someone else's weight. Love, when it is real, has arms. It is not just a feeling. It is presence. It is effort. It is getting down under the load with someone and refusing to let them carry it alone. I want you to look at your home today. Not out there, not the wider world, right there at the people around you. Because the heaviest burdens in a house almost never come with an announcement. Nobody raises their hand and says, I am drowning. Exhaustion speaks softly. It speaks in eyes that have lost their light, in the quiet at the dinner table, in the shoulders of someone who decided they had to hold it all together by themselves. You need to look again, slowly, with love. And when you carry that weight, when you move close, when you pick up a piece of what was not yours, Paul says you are fulfilling the law of Christ. Think about that. Jesus summed up the entire law in love, the whole thing. And bearing someone's burden is love in motion. It is the highest law there is, being kept in the most ordinary moments, washing the dishes when it wasn't your turn, making the call the other person had been putting off, sitting down and praying together, shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand. But this verse speaks to you from both sides, not only to the one who goes to carry, also to the one who is carrying alone and has not yet asked for help. Shared burdens require humility on both sides. And I know that asking is hard. It feels like weakness. But the word says otherwise. Asking for help is obedience. It is trusting the people God placed around you. It is letting the love of others become real rather than just an intention. No heavy season was ever meant to be crossed alone. Not one. Family, and I mean that, in the widest sense, the people who live with you, the ones God set close, is the first place where He divides the weight, not to make it vanish overnight, but so that none of us goes under with something that was always meant to be shared. So today, I want to leave you with one clear call. Before breakfast, before the day pulls you in every other direction, name one burden, someone in your home is carrying. Just one. That thing you noticed, that thing you felt, the weight you know is there. And take a piece of it today. It might be a chore you lift off their plate. It might be a call you make on their behalf. It might be a prayer prayed together, out loud, side by side. Lift one weight today. Not tomorrow, today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.